Jeff Blankman joined here today by Tyler Shipley, the head boys basketball coach for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. We're going to take a look at the 2019-2020 season. Coach, you guys got off to a really good start, 3-1 to open up the season. Kind of your thoughts at the beginning of the year and how the year played out for you?
Yeah, you know, it was really nice to get a couple of those wins early this year. We came off kind of a rough season last year where we had a lot of injuries. So, you know, I think it was good to come out and get a couple good quality wins against some good teams too. You know, we played Exira to a close game, Woodbine to a close game, and got two wins there against some pretty solid competition. So, you know, I think that really kind of boosts our guys' spirits. We went through a little bit of a lull there kind of mid-season, but, you know, we were still very competitive in some of those games too, even though we came out on the losing end. So, you know, I think that boost of confidence right at the early part of the season really helped us out.
Did you feel like you played your best ball then or late in the season? Because you guys kind of went on a nice little stretch there late in the regular season as well.
Yeah, I think we actually probably played even a little bit better towards the end. You know, we were kind of one of those teams where, you know, we relied a lot on our defense and our athleticism, you know, to try to hold teams down scoring-wise. But I think towards the end of the season, we started getting up, you know, had a couple games scoring in the 50s and 60s, which, you know, was a little bit unlike us during the regular season. We were more of kind of a 40-point team. So, you know, it was good to see that offense kind of pick up and match our defense just a little bit. So, yeah, I think actually towards the end of the season, probably playing a little bit more complete basketball, I suppose.
Coach, you mentioned the athleticism and the defense on this team. How did you think that athleticism translated into how good you guys played defense?
You know, I think it's just being able to keep guys in front of us, you know, anticipate some of those passings, getting passing lanes, even just, you know, when we did play good defense, being able to box out and kind of explode up and get the rebounds. So, you know, just all those things combined, you know, it really helps out on the defensive end. Offensively, you know, it's a lot more about, you know, some skill. You have to be precise, you know, you have to have some good basketball IQ, knowing how to get open, whereas, you know, the defensive end, you can just be pretty athletic, and if you're willing to work hard at it, which a lot of our guys were, you're going to have some success on the defensive end. So I think that really translated well for us this year.
What do you think led to the improvement offensively late in the season?
You know, I think it was just a couple guys that, you know, have some offensive ability that maybe just were a little bit more reserved. You know, I challenged a few of those guys to step up a little bit and start shooting a little bit more. So, you know, we got a little bit of a lift from some guys like Grant Burkowski, Carter Kennebec, Caden Smith. And that took some of the offensive load off of guys like Brigham Daniel and Nate Brandt, who had been scoring for us all year. So, you know, it just opened up the floor for some of those guys that were used to scoring a lot. You know, and then when you get, you know, 8 to 10 points from some guys that don't normally get that, you know, that always boosts the offensive up. So I think just, you know, sharing the ball and having several guys that could score on any given night, you know, opens up offensively a lot. So,
8 seniors on this year's squad, so kind of a senior-heavy team early, as you mentioned, some of the younger guys kind of getting some more playing time as the season went on. But let's talk about that group of seniors. We'll start off with, you mentioned Nathan Brandt already, kind of legend scoring, and really I thought became a force down inside.
Yeah, he was a guy that actually last year we kind of moved out to point guard just because Brigham was injured. So, you know, I think you know, just letting him kind of play his game where he's a little bit more comfortable inside really helped him out this year. So, yeah, he was a big-time scorer for us, and you could definitely tell there was a couple games where he was sick and had kind of some nagging injuries where he sat out, and we really struggled on the offensive end. So, you know, he was kind of one of our go-to guys in that department this year.
Grant Borkowski kind of slid into that point guard role a little bit then. Him and Brigham kind of split it the way it looked. How did you feel like Grant played? Because I thought his offense got better as the year went on, but he's so athletic. He was great at getting into passing lanes defensively.
Yeah, he's a really good defender, and that's kind of what we tasked him to do every game is he just had to guard the other team's best player. So, you know, he really takes a lot of pride in that, likes playing that defense. But, you know, I challenged him kind of at the end of the year and said, you know what, it's time for you to start stepping up a little bit on the offensive end too, because he's a good athlete and he's a good scorer too. You know, he's got a decent-looking shot. You know, like you said, he's got some ball-handling skills. So I said, you need to start using some of those, you know, and helping us out on the offensive end too. And he really kind of took that to heart and stepped up and started shooting more and was playing really well on both sides of the floor there down the stretch.
And that late game at Peyton Sherdan looked like he was more aggressive even just going to the rim.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he he really stepped up, and yeah, he's kind of more of a slasher trying to get to the rim, get in close where he can do more of his damage. But, you know, I really thought he did a good job stepping up and hitting some threes there down the stretch too.
Two other seniors in that starting lineup for you with Grant Fleece. Grant, one of those kids that just works really, really hard, does everything kind of well for you.
Yeah, you know, he's a very good role player, and that's what, you know, you need on good teams. So another kid that, you know, plays really well defensively. He's just a vocal leader. You know, he's one of those guys that's always, you know, somebody's having a tough game. He was one of the first ones to go up to him and give him a little pat on the back and say, hey, you know, keep your head up. We need you in this. So just all that kind of attitude, that kind of effort and intensity from Grant really helps us out a lot, just in a lot of different areas too. You know, and he had a couple games this year where, you know, he didn't do too bad scoring either. I think he was probably a little disappointed himself on how he shot throughout the whole season. But, you know, he did a lot more for us than just scoring too. So, you know, that plays a big role on your team as well, having that senior leadership.
And Mason Jansen, the other kid that started a lot, terrific free throw shooter, and seemed to be that guy that would get the ball in the middle and try to distribute to find open guys.
Yeah, you know, he was a good presence for us down low, and, you know, stepping up, you know, I think Luke started for us the majority of the time last year, and then he went down with the ACL injury, and, you know, Mason was just right there ready to go, stepping into that starting role. You know, he got plenty of playing time last year, too, so he was ready for it. But like you said, really good free throw shooter for us. You know, in some of those close games, he did a really good job of just getting the ball, you know, and knocking down those free throws down the stretch. Like you said, pretty good passer, too. Even when we got the ball to him down low, he was always pump faking, trying to get to that free throw line and keeping his head up to find guys that are cutting, too. So, you know, really nice to have a kid like Mason that, like I said, just stayed ready. And then when his time came, stepped up into that starting role and really played well for us all season.
And you mentioned Luke Honlos had started last year, then had the injury and the surgery, missed a good portion of this year. Even though he works incredibly hard, probably never quite into basketball shape as this season went on, but that didn't stop the effort that he was going to give you.
Yeah, that's exactly. You just described Luke to a T. He's an effort guy. He's usually one of those kids that's just in top-notch shape all year round. So I think, you know, taking those 3-4 months off kind of was something a little new to him, but he worked his butt off to get back in shape quickly. You could just tell he just didn't quite have the lift that he has in the past. So, you know, I think offensively just wasn't quite where he was at last year, but, you know, you're going to get 100% effort from Luke on the defensive end and running in transition and all those types of things. So, you know, never any question about his work ethic and, you know, how much he wants to compete and be out there. So, you know, I was really glad, you know, unfortunate that he had to miss all football season, but I was glad he was able to get back on the court just a little bit for his senior season here.
Absolutely. Just kind of an inspirational kid. You got to love the effort he gives you. Some other guys, as seniors that Coach helped you guys, gave you some minutes off of the bench. Jared Free, also Ethan Detterman, and Austin Rodriguez as well. Austin, a guy that could shoot a little bit for you. Ethan, I know, a guy that came in, kind of defended and rebounded.
Yeah, you know, those are three guys right there that are just kind of coaches' dreams. You know, they work their tails off in practice just like everybody else does. You know, probably don't get quite as much recognition, you know, as some of those guys that start, but they play a huge, huge role on our team. And like you said, we got some pretty good minutes out of them some at different times this season. Austin's a really good shooter, a smart defender too, you know, uses that, his IQ, you know, to be in the right spot at the right time. On defense, and he had a couple really good games for us this year where he came out and hit multiple threes too. So, you know, to have a guy like that can come off the bench who, you know, might not play every single game but be ready and be able to hit shots when we need him to was a big help. Same thing with Ethan too. He was one of our better percentage-wise shooters from both sides of both parts of the shooting, inside the three-point line and outside. So, like you said too, kind of a tall defender that rebounded well. You know, we could put him down low if Mason and Luke got in foul trouble, and he would be willing to bang with those big guys, and, you know, and could step out and guard some of those guys on the perimeter too. So it's nice to have a versatile kid like Ethan that, you know, can step in and play a lot of different positions for us. You know, and Jared too, a kid that, you know, struggled with the shot just a little bit this year, but, you know, one of those kids that just works insanely hard in practice, you know, and like I said, even though he doesn't get a lot of time, possibly, you know, on the varsity floor on Tuesdays, Friday nights, comes to practice and works every single day just as hard, if not harder, than some of the other guys too. So, all three of those guys will definitely be missed next year as well.
Coach, you mentioned Brigham Daniel. Nice to have him back this year. Good to be able to see him play a little football and then help you guys out basketball-wise. Just an athletic kid, can shoot, can certainly get to the rim, does everything pretty well. You can tell that knee, though, still kind of having an impact on him just a little bit, I think.
Yeah, there's times where he'll explode and he doesn't look like he's lost a step, but, I always kind of try to keep a pretty close eye on him. After games and several times throughout the week in practice, just asking him, saying, hey, how your knees feeling? And, most of the time he was like, yeah, they're not bad. And then, he'd have a couple days here and there where he'd say, yeah, they're kind of hurting just a little bit. And you could kind of tell when that was happening. But, extremely athletic kid, great ball handler, so it was really nice to have him back running the point guard for us this year. Like you said, good scorer. He likes to get to the rim and he likes to distribute to other guys. But has that ability to step out and shoot too. So, having a kid like that can kind of do it all on the offensive end as well on the defensive end, always helps your teams out. So, and I think our guys recognize his talent too, and they really like playing with him. And I think he does a really good job of getting guys involved too, which is one of the things I like most about him.
And, Coach, a sophomore that I think the potential of this kid is just scary unlimited, Caden Smith. He's got size, athleticism, strength. He's got everything you need.
Yeah, we were really pleased with how he stepped up this year. Started out the season on JV, wasn't getting a ton of RC minutes. If it was a blowout one way or the other, he'd get in kind of at the end, and was showing some flashes during that time too. But we really on JV, he was scoring like crazy. Like you said, he's a big kid. He's strong, but he's not slow at all either. He's got some quickness to him. Has that ability even to step outside and shoot a little bit. So like you said, his potential is very, very high. And, he's a kid that we'd really like to get him in the gym working on some of those skills because I think he's still pretty raw too.
Yep.
But having him step up halfway through the season, and I think he actually finished on a points-per-game basis as our third-leading scorer. So to be able to do that as a sophomore, coming in with some of those guys and not playing with them for the first half of the season, really shows a lot about his talent. So, he was a very good player for us this season.
And Carter Kennebec, another one of those kids that I think started getting more minutes as the year went on. You could see the confidence level grow, and he's got a kid that's going to work hard for you.
Oh, absolutely. I love the way Carter Kennebec plays defense. He's one of those kids that he will not take one possession off, and he is up in your face. Any chance he gets, and he's been that way for a long time, but I think he's finally starting to get that confidence too where, he's figuring out that he can help us out on the offensive end a little bit. Really did a good job. He's not very tall, but he does a really good job of, attacking that rim and getting into guys to create a little bit of space for him. He was another one of those kids that I challenged a little bit at the end of the year to say, hey, we need you to pick up your offensive end just a little bit. And he started shooting the ball with confidence, really just stepping into shots. Earlier in the year, he'd get a good look at a three, and he might hesitate a little bit. And towards the end of the season, he was just letting it fly, which is great because, he's a kid that next year, especially, we're going to have him pick up some of the offensive load. And I think he's really capable of doing that too. He's a kid that loves basketball. He's in the gym all the time. He's got a really good work ethic. So, you love kids like that, and I really hope that his offensive game comes along a little bit in this offseason because he could be pretty special for us next year.
Yeah, and the thing I've noticed with Carter, you kind of said it there, I think he's a sponge. Whatever you tell him, he just kind of soaks it in.
Absolutely, yep, that's Carter.
Coach, a couple other juniors for you that got some decent minutes, Brady Anschutz and also Kyle Oberding, a couple of guys that helped you. And then another junior in Carter Scott. Carter's an extremely athletic guy, has got some really good hops. I still wonder if that leg injury he suffered a couple of years kind of impacted maybe maybe a year behind in development with his game a little bit.
Yeah, those three guys all, really good players for us on JV this year, and actually a couple of them, Kyle and Brady, even played some quite a few varsity minutes last season with some of those injuries. So those are two guys that, I told them it's probably going to be pretty tough for you because we got a lot of guys coming back, so you guys might actually have to take just a small step back and go from varsity to JV, which does not happen very often, but that's by no means, based on their skill level. They have the skills to be varsity players. We had a lot of guys return to the varsity stage. So those three guys, I think, will be big, big role players for us next year, with the potential to be good scorers for us and things like that, too. And like you said, we got those guys have some athleticism to them. Carter Scott's a very athletic kid. Like you said, he's a little bit raw on some of his skills. You can tell he's a little behind on maybe some of his shooting and ball handling, things like that. But he's one of the best jumpers we have. He blocked a lot of shots for us, JV, this year. So we're hoping he can transition that to the varsity end next year, too. So, really we'll be looking to lean on those three guys quite a bit minutes-wise next year, and I really think they could help us out in a lot of different areas.
Best way I can describe this sophomore, Kale Klucky, is gym rat, a kid that loves the game, I think is always working hard. You could see, I saw a little bit of the JV games, a couple of them late in the season, and then when he got in varsity-wise, the confidence with him really beginning to grow.
Yeah, we got that. Our junior and our sophomore class this year are, like you said, they're gym rats. They are constantly texting me saying, hey, can we get in the gym? Can we come shoot? I got them. They try to come down during study hall. Sometimes when I even have elementary classes going, trying to shoot, and I sometimes just have to kick them out, which I hate doing. But that says a lot about those guys and how hard they want to work. And like you said, we got a couple kids down at that level that really can shoot the ball well, so, which is something that we kind of been lacking the last couple of years. So we're excited to have that coming back up. Like you said, Kale's a kid that's got a lot of confidence from the 3-point line. And he got in a couple games here varsity too, and you could tell he didn't shoot the ball that well at the varsity level, but you could tell he's got that in him, and he did it a lot during the JV games. He had several JV games where he hit 4, 5, 6 3-pointers. So, I think with another year of development with him, kind of catching up to that speed at the varsity level, definitely a kid that could help us out a little bit next year. And there's a couple other pretty decent shooters down there, too. Carter Sawyer's been working really hard. Caden Wink's another kid that, really good spot-up shooter. And, again, I think with all those kids, just catching up to that speed, just another year of growing and getting bigger and working in the weight room will help all of them out a lot.
Yeah, and, Coach, I know both those kids that really love the game, they'll work hard for you, too. Any other kids, JV level, or that might be coming up this freshman next year that could help out?
We have actually a few more sophomores, too, that we didn't really talk about. Tyler Brandt is another kid that I think really could step into a role next year. He is a lot like Caden Smith, where he's really big and he's really strong. Probably not quite as good outside as Caden is. He's a little bit more of a post player, kind of like his brother, Nate, this year for us. So, he's a kid that works really, really hard in the weight room. Can tell he's really excited about sports, too, and getting into that some of that stuff. And there's a couple other sophomores too that played on some of our B teams JV wise this year that, we'll probably be looking to step up on JV A team. I'm hoping we have enough kids out next year to have two JV teams again. Our freshmen, kids that work really hard, I don't think they're quite there yet at the varsity level, but again, there'll be kids that probably be stepping up, playing on that JV A team, trying to play some better JV competition there too. So, we're excited to see those guys develop as well and what they'll do for us next year.
Well, Coach, tell you what, thanks for everything all season long. You were always great at getting me results, and I appreciate that. Thanks for the interviews throughout the season. Looking forward to next year. You saw the steps forward this year. Looking to watch as this program continues to develop.
Yep, we're pretty excited about the direction we're headed in. So, already got guys that are coming into the gym shooting, looking forward to next year. So we appreciate everything that you do for us too, Jeff, coming out and supporting us and giving us lots of great coverage. So thanks for all the time you put in this season too.
You bet. Head coach Tyler Shipley again with the Glidden-Ralston boys basketball team.